Hello and welcome to another episode of Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your humble host and music bus driver. On today's musical journey, it is a new music Friday. Happy Friday to all. And we've got 7 albums to talk about. Of course, there are many more that are released today. But these are just 7 that I wanted to spotlight and play you some tracks from. And of course, as always, I will put up a Spotify playlist with these tracks in the description so you can check that out, whether you're listening to the podcast version or watching the YouTube version. Let's get into it here. We will start this episode with the Queens of the Stone Age and their 8th studio album. It is called In Time's New Roman. This is a really interesting record. So this is, you know, a lot of the feedback so far has been, Joshua Hamm, the lead singer, has gone through a lot of loss and deaths and things like that. And so cancer treatments, divorce, so, I mean, all these various things here. And so this record is, and I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but supposedly it's very dark. It's very primitive is a word that I've seen used. Right now, the critics are giving it a 71. Users are going 81. So let's play a little bit of the opening track called Obscenery. And it's a 10-track, 47-minute record. For those harder rock fans, Queens of the Stone Age fans, there's definitely, there's a lot of anticipation behind this record, so I'm excited to check out the whole thing. That's, again, the track is Obscenery. The album is called In Time's New Roman. Next up, we're going to be hitting up Gunna's new record. It is a 15-track, 45-minute record. Right now, critics going with 70, but it's only had like one critic review. So a lot of these numbers that I'm giving right now, again, it's Friday morning as I'm recording this. The feedback and reviews are going to change over the time here. So this is just kind of the gut reactions. Audience score 66. It's not super, super high, of course. And there's obviously a lot of going on in the world of Gunna, but let's listen to this track here. It's called Back to the Moon. If you don't vote with me, don't do what I do. Think you the one, but he really the two. Better get low when I hear that you're cool. I'm sending the cleaners through. I'm bailing out sober, they thinking it's over. You niggas ain't seen my move. They set me down like I went out of space, now I gotta go back to the moon. Nigga, right back on the shrooms. Nigga, get done like it ain't nothing to lose. 2 months, I'm back on the move. Right back in the club, throwing rats in the pool. I'm about to start acting a fool. It's just you and me, and you know who I choose. You know this would happen, you can cut all the cool. I'm talking to me and not you.
You know, with this type of trap record, the interesting thing will be when listening to the whole thing is seeing kind of like, yeah, what does, is it the production that carries it? Is Gunna the one that carries it? Like, are they working well together? Is it kind of layered, nice layered production? That's going to be interesting to see throughout this one. Again, so far, users aren't loving it, but it's early. And if you're a Gunna fan, again, who cares what other people think? If you like it, you like it. But right now, that's one of the stronger tracks, Back to the Moon, from a rating perspective that I'm seeing. So we'll see. We'll see how this Gunna record turns out. But the record in the rap world, I am very excited to talk about, and that I've already listened to some already today, is Killer Mike and his new record, Michael. This is a big one. This is a big one for the rap year that we're looking at. 53 minutes long, 14 tracks, features. I mean, a lot of features. You got Young Thug, you got Black, you got Andre 3000, Future, Ty Dolla Sign, Aaron Allen Kane, 2 Chainz, LP is on the 13th track. So I always love Killer Mike and LP, obviously getting together, Run the Jewels. Ty Dolla $ign, I think I already mentioned him. So yeah, a lot of features on this one. I love Run the Jewels, obviously. Killer Mike is a legend. And so this, he's one of the, in my opinion, one of the, one of the better, I'm not saying the best, but one of the better rappers to come from the South. And this one, Killer Mike is the record, or sorry, Michael is the record. Critic score right now, 85, user score, 80. I'm going to play the song he did with LP called, and also features, Thank You, Good Sir, Don't Let the Devil is the name of the song. Play a little bit of it. The jewel runners, the product of many cruel summers. And the description was fitting. They say it's two gunners. Slap chick keys out your cheek until you true hummers. After seeing the Hellcat scream, cause we don't do Honda. But we do Benny Honors, taking your baby mama. She hostage me in the homage. She kiss it to pay me homage. She work it like I deserve it. She move like the perfect pervert. They say Mississippi burning. I'm sipping syrup eating sherbet. Watch the world go to hell as I'm laughing, saying it's perfect. Catch me after Sunday service, disturbing the church's workers. Tell the deep production is crazy. It's worthless. I can tell through my alertness he's nervous about his perks. Hey, in the name of Jesus, the reaper, I serve a purpose. I can't play the whole song here, but go listen to it for yourself. That track is the one he did with LP. Don't Let the Devil is the name of the song there. Again, the record is Michael. And one of the best to ever do it from Atlanta. Obviously, Run the Jewels is iconic. What's left to say? I mean, this is, so far I've listened to most of this record. And it's one of those things, I mean, everything, I just love everything. I love everything with this type of record. Production is top notch. Flow is top notch. The lyrics are fantastic. So a lot to love here. This may end up being one of my favorite rap records of the year. So I'm excited. And it's only June, obviously. So we got time. Moving on to Sigur Rós. Very interesting band. And obviously, the front man being very interesting as well. They reside, if you never listen to their music, they reside in, a very interesting area with ambient music, chamber music, post-punk, post-rock. I mean, I don't know. There's so many different areas that they reside in. And so, yeah, come out with this record called Ata. And I'll play a little bit of Blueberg here. I'm not going to play a lot of this because with this type of record, it's really about kind of sitting in it yourself and like enjoying it on your own. Because this isn't really something where you're going to listen to this song and be like, 45 seconds of this and be like, oh yeah, it's like, it's kind of ambient music. A lot of the tracks are 6, 7, 8 minutes long. Critics right now 87, user 85. So a lot to like so far. And yeah, this is going to be one of those records that, yeah, you got to just sit in it. And you got to just let it happen and wash over you for sure. So, yeah, there's really no point in me playing some of the track. It just doesn't make sense. But you can go listen to the album yourself. We've got 3 left here today that I want to talk about in Spotlight. And, of course, again, plenty of other music coming out on this Friday. So don't take it as a slight if I didn't talk about your favorite artist's album dropping. Origami Angel dropped a new record. Critics right now 72, users 77. The record that of theirs that I really enjoy a lot is the 2019 record Somewhere City. And I didn't really listen too much to their 2021 LP. But yeah, they resided in the kind of Midwest emo, pop punk, different type area there. And so this is actually, I guess, or at least album of the year is quantifying this as a mixtape. Let's listen to a little bit of this. This is called Thank You, New Jersey.
Jersey people really don't care about what you're saying. They just want a mother.
great energy on that one. Origami Angel and their new mixtape. All right, a couple left here today. Now we got Ben Howard and his record Is It. Critics 80, user 84 right now. You know, I will say Ben Howard, really interesting artist who can kind of... the records can sound very different from each other. You know, one of his... If you've never really listened to his music, I think Noonday Dream, the 2018 record, is a good one to start with. I forget where we are. That's another solid one from 2014. So, yeah, there's a lot of different sounds, a lot of different vibes from record to record, and I'm excited to hear this one. I have not listened to it yet. That's going to be on the list today. So, Is It? Let's play a little bit of Couldn't Make It Up off this record. A lot of good layers on this one. The gray clouds will sit to me anyhow. Wish I knew. You got these, so many, as I was just saying, so many different layers on this. I mean, you've got this funky guitar riff going. You can definitely hear the bass at times. There's this, in the very back, you hear this keyboard going as well. So... sounds like, at least on that track, some tremendous production there. Excited to listen to the whole thing. Again, that's Ben Howard, and the record Is It, is that one. So we've covered six so far. Queens of the Stone Age, Gunna, Killer Mike, Sigur Rós, Origami Angel, and Ben Howard. I'm going to end this episode with, this is a crowd favorite, the thrash metal, progressive metal band, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This album has a heck of a name. It's got like three different names on this one, so I'm just going to go with the first one, Petrodragonic Apocalypse is the name of the record here. Yeah, Critics 78, Users 83. This is one of those bands, like, I'm not super into this genre, but man, I mean, people, the diehard fans of this band, I mean, they... love them. I mean, they've done, what, 24 albums or something like that? I mean, it seems like every time I'm looking at new records coming out, they have another one. I mean, last year alone, 2022, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 records last year, 2 in 2021, another in 2020, a couple in 2019, 2017. I mean, yeah, so it's like they're one of those bands that they have such a diehard fan base. And genre wise, I know I mentioned like thrash metal. They'd also would be in like psychedelic rock at times and garage rock. I mean, they cover a few different genres. So I'm not trying to put them in one specific box. But yeah, let's check this out. So I'm gonna play Gila Monster off this record, and this will actually be the song to take us out today. I'm gonna let you just get your face melted off on this one. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Petrodragonic Apocalypse is the record. And this will be the last song here. So enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Go listen to all this music. I'll put the link to the Spotify playlist in the description. But yeah, check it all out. And take it away. King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard. Have a good one, guys.